You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Work has started on one of North Yorkshire's latest extra care housing schemes. The Cuttings is being developed by Harrogate's neighbours in Starbeck and will provide apartments and communal facilities for older people. We've been finding out more from Sue Cawthray, who's chief executive of Harrogate's neighbours.
We're finding a position with all the money in place from the Home Communities Agency, Keep Moat and the Charity Bank to start building on site. So it is a very exciting day and very momentous for Harrogate neighbours as we start on a completely new road for us in development.
And it's nearly 10 years, that's obviously a long time to wait, and I'm sure you've had times along the way, have you, where you've thought, is this ever going to actually happen?
It's been a real challenge, through the support of my board of trustees and my staff team, we've kept being positive and trying to find solutions, because that's what it's been about. It's been trying to find solutions to get it off the ground. And as I say, you know, we've done it, and it's fantastic.
And the County Council have been really instrumental in getting the whole project off the ground as well, haven't they?
Yeah, the County Council had an extra care strategy, which we obviously wanted to participate in. As you probably know, sites in Harrogate are quite rare because, you know, Harrogate is Harrogate. So that was a challenge in identifying a site that we could use. The depot site, as this was, now called the Cuttings, was a piece of land that was derelict, that wasn't used, had been vacant for some time. It's not the best site in the world because of its position in relation to the railway and at the end of Station View. However, it's a site that we felt that we could do something with, and we have. So the County Council, so we've worked with the County Council with the site. They have gifted it to Harrogate neighbours on the understanding that we build extra care on it, which of course is what we need to do to replace our existing site at Greenfield Court.
How much of a difference do you think it's going to make to the older people that you work with?
It'll make a huge difference because of the fact that we're going to have a new building. Greenfield Court is a building that's been up since the 1970s. It's tired. The corridors are quite narrow. It's creaking. We're doing the best we can with the services we've got. But to have a facility where everything's brand new, they've got more space, we'll be able to deliver more activities. We're going to have our commercial kitchen so we can expand our services with our hot meal delivery service. So it's a win-win for everybody. The challenge has been the move because obviously, you know, we're from Wetherby Road to Starbeck, but our tenants are very excited about the railway and about the football ground, and it's going to give them, you know, a new lease of life.